Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. For the next 120 minutes, I will be your almost humble host. Get ready for one of the more unique experiences on live radio. Here's the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing, and we have no idea what's going to happen. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, or also known as Theology and the Three Stooges. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. We have our devotional diamonds of the day, also known as DDDs. Personal revelations of my life's insanities, that's when everybody apparently gets to laugh at me. Spiritual observations that may prove I need glasses, there's no shock there. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use, but we probably won't, and here's the reason why.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Wow, a daily double. I love it. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Nobody but the Lord can answer that question. The review of the Goofy News, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. All you got to do is check out your Bible, check out the news, check out your Bible, check out the news. You'll figure it out. We're asking you, do you have any prayer requests or any praise reports? If you do, call us. 866-577-2473. 866-K-PRAISE, that's the phone number. We've now included a special feature, sound effects placed at the wrong time, which have nothing to do with the show.
It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal. You lose. Good day, sir.
I just want to say I don't like losing. Anyway, what are we doing? We're living life as a Christian. We're doing that thingy. Taking your phone calls and more. Compelling monologues, riveting interviews, fascinating callers. Still nowhere around this show. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Fun, fun, and then fun.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Navigate from the here and now to the then and there. We all know that death is inevitable and that financial decisions and hardships often arise. These decisions must be made for your family. But what about your church, the place where you find peace, comfort, and love? Is your church prepared for when your pastor moves on or financial hardships hits them? Let the good people at the La Jolla Gateway team of Thrive and Financial show you how your church can implement a plan with little or no cost. Doesn't your church family deserve the same thoughtful consideration and planning as your family? To learn more about KPRZ Project 2100, go to kprz.com or contact Ruth Puentes at 858-455-5227. That's 858-455-5227. KPRZ Project 2100, Thrive and Financial. Planning and peace of mind for tomorrow.
I'm Nicole Sanders, and I'm a Cash Call mortgage agent. I love my job because I do a ton of loans and save my customers a ton of money. Customers like Jim.
I figured I could refinance and save money, but I kept procrastinating. Finally, I called 866-590-CASH, and in about 5 minutes, Nicole told me how much I could save and how easy the process would be. Best of all, their fee was less than $500.
Because we do so many mortgages, we charge just $495 to close any loan, anytime. And our rates can be much lower than what you've got now. Like today's 30-year fixed at 4.125% rate, 4.148 APR.
Cash Call is saving me big bucks every month, plus I pulled 100 grand cash out of my house. I should have called sooner.
I helped Jim, and I'd like to help you too. Call us at 866-590-CASH. That's 866-590-CASH.
Cash Call Inc. Equal Housing Lender. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. Department of Business Oversight, California Finance Lender Law License Number 603-8780. NMLS Number 38512.
You hear Jesus saying, as the Father sent me, so I send you. But how do you follow Jesus into the mission field? A, by 747 jet plane. B, buy a travel agency, or C, go on an E3 Partner expedition? Although I can't hear your answers, I'm hoping you picked E3 Partners. E3 Partners has opened the way for thousands of people, just like you, to share the good news of Jesus Christ all around the world. E3 Partners helps with travel arrangements, fundraising, and training for amazing, life-changing Christian expeditions. From Eastern Europe to Africa, South America to Asia, people just like you have been changing the world on an E3 Partners 10-day mission expedition. The good news of Jesus Christ, E3 Partners, and you. What a great choice. To learn how you, yes, you, can go on an amazing Christian expedition, go to e3partners.org today. If you can spare 10 days, you can change countless lives. Choose to follow Jesus. Choose e3partners.org.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
I thought love was only true in fairy tales, and for someone else, but not for me.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. You can reach the show by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Also, go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment. We had some people get confused about that. Type in the David Spoon Experience. One way or another, it all pops up. And then also, you can follow us on Twitter, at Spoon Experience. That's my handle, but here's the thing about Facebook and Twitter. Whatever I put on Twitter goes right to my Facebook. See, that's how that works.
You're the man now, dog.
See, I'm into simplicity. That or I can't handle complexity. One of those two. I'm cranium challenged.
Are you stupid, Dave?
Some days. Let's lead this off with the story that's taking place today in our very own San Diego. Get this, ladies and gentlemen. Can I get a little Padre setup here for me? Can I get that for me?
Let's go, Padres. Let's show them how it's done. Let's go, Padres.
There you go. Nice job, Robo Producer. Back on the controls. Let me tell you what's going on. For those that don't know, today in Petco Park, the San Diego Padres are going to be playing the New York Mets. So do we care about that? Well, a little. We certainly want the Padres to win. We support San
Diego.
Anybody
but New York, so I got to go with San Diego as
well.
Well,
you got to go San Diego. But here's the deal. This is why it makes news. A 105-year-old woman is going to throw out the first pitch. And she will today in San Diego make history being the oldest person to ever throw out a baseball pitch at the beginning of a game ever. She will hold the title. The title is being established here in San Diego. The lady, she's a former Cleveland resident. It's Agnes McKee, at 105 years old, be the oldest person ever to throw out a first pitch, surpassing Kitty Cohen, who is 101. She's beating Kitty by 4 years. And that just happened on May 11th at a Toronto Blue Jay game. So leave it to the Padres to at least step up and say, you know, we're fighting to find our identity as a baseball team. But in the meantime, we want you, the fans, to be a part with us, the players, and make history. 105-year-old woman throwing out their first pitch.
That's
what
pretty
do you
cool
think?
Stuff.
That is cool, isn't it? And then I was pretty happy for Ohio State Ron because she's from Cleveland.
Well, you know, obviously she's in San Diego now. I mean, did she move here?
Well, no. See, Cleveland's a good place to be from.
This is very true. Not live.
It's kind of like the Detroit thing. So McKee, by the way, she weighs 90 pounds. She's less than 5 feet tall.
Now, the thing you want to think about is what if she, you know, throws out the first pitch? Probably not, but perfect strike to home plate. To the Padres scouter.
Well, anything that helps. That's kind of my attitude there. Unfortunately, just for those that are getting overly excited, she has been practicing pitching the ball underhand. So might not be your typical, you know, big leaguer pitcher-oony.
Well, maybe she'll have one of those, women's leagues softball kind of throws, which are still pretty, they're pretty fast and scary.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. Those are fast, by the way. They go zooming in. So, I mean, some of the women's leagues are great. They're really, really great. But I don't think that's this particular case. I think this particular case is somebody who was around even before Professor X, which is almost impossible to believe, and then was around and is going to throw the pitch probably back in the day where baseball was thought of as simply something as a regular sport, kind of like dodgeball. And then, like you see, the emergence now of dodgeball being a major sport in the United States, if not even a major sport, a major movie.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter where she throws it. It's just cool that she's actually able at 105 to go out there and to throw the first pitch. That's cool.
Yeah, I got to say that is pretty cool. All right, so that's a cool story to open up with, I think, and it's one of those things where I really, you know, I kind of appreciate that. The other thing that we want to say, you know, we've got our good friend coming on board. At 2:20, our very own Russell Schubin's going to be jumping on board. And we always like it with Russell because, one, when he first started doing our radio show,
He was shy.
He never did radio before. And now he's done radio so many times, he's become, you know, a monster. Anyway, that's not the point. The point is, you know, one of the things that we're going to be discussing when he comes on is this whole Hobby Lobby scenario. Because the Hobby Lobby decision, and everybody's aware of this, there's nothing new here. The Hobby Lobby decision was a decision for religious freedoms, which has been reframed as being something to do with women's reproductive rights, which has nothing to do with the Hobby Lobby decision. The company's providing 16 of 20 different birth control elements. They would not do four of them because they, to them, constituted abortion or murder. The Supreme Court upheld that. Here's what has happened. The fact checker has taken on some of the Democrats, and it does disturb me that the Democrats are doing this. The misrepresentation of the Hobby Lobby decision, let's just list the people who have lost their minds and need to get back on medication. That's Nancy Pelosi, Harry Reid, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Dick Durbin, Mark Udall, John Tester, Gwen Moore, Louis Slaughter. They're all saying the Hobby Lobby decision has to do with the frequency with which women can have sex. You see, now I can do what they're doing. Now, that's not what the Hobby Lobby decision has to do with. It has to do with the opportunity to exercise our faith in a free context without the government infringing upon us, which was one of the establishing clauses and reasons that we are a country in the first place. It wasn't simply taxes, but the opportunity to exercise our faith without any sense of persecution. The irony here is it's being so misrepresented as a woman's reproductive rights issue that it is now being retooled yet again. It's all for the Democrats about women having the frequency to have sex as often as they want. Apparently, people in New York have sex 16 or 17 times a day, which would then explain to me this, why nothing ever gets done. I guess that would explain it. So what they're doing is they're taking a story and they're retooling the facts, the repropagandizing, if that's a word it is now, if it isn't. And they're trying to communicate to everybody, this decision was against women. And you know what they've said? Those five white men on the Supreme Court did this. Well, first of all, it wasn't five white men. That statement is racist. And second of all, wasn't it five white men that made the decision on Roe v. Wade? Wasn't that the decision? So wait, those five guys are okay, these five guys are not? You can't do that, folks. You can't split it up and swish it around and... Here's the problem. The problem that I have as a Christian, the problem you should have as a Christian, is that we had to go to the Supreme Court to fight to have a religious position, a faith-based position, and it had to be defended by the Supreme Court, and it was barely defended. At what point in our society did it become more important for a woman to be selfish with her body than for an individual to have religious freedom? You're going to have to explain to me why religious freedom, a cause of the creation of this country from a man's point of view, not from the divine point of view, why that belief, that faith, that religious freedom is not the superior element and principle by which we're walking by. You got to explain it to me. And to try and tool this around and change this around because they want to make this the political issue they want to make it, makes me weep that this country, I don't know, man. I mean, maybe we get some extra years, but not a lot of extra years. It's kind of irritating to me because it's false. And I'll give you a good example of this. My son had come in from out of town, and he was playing with my wife and I. We were all, and then his future wife, we were all playing Risk. Oh, no, that was with my daughter. Risk. You ever play Risk?
Dave, that's one of my favorite games of all time.
Well, Risk should be called Wait because it takes so long.
Forever.
It takes forever. It's like forever game. Here's what happens, right?
Oh, I think you've told me this, but this is funny.
I have, and it is. The wife and I, we are a unit. You can't break through the unit. The son cannot break through the mother and the father. Do you not understand? When you as a parent allow your child to manipulate one of the two of you as a mom or a dad, you have failed in your unit. You do not do that. Parents stand firm and tell the kids how it goes. And if the kid doesn't like it, too bad. That's why we're parents. So anyway, we're playing Risk, and of course the wife and I are teaming. Of course we're a unit wiping everything out.
Could have told people that in advance.
Yeah. Well, I think they knew in advance. I'm just being honest. So by the time we wipe out the daughter, and by the time we wipe out the girlfriend, by the time we wipe out the other son, by the time we wipe out the eldest son stands up after he's been eliminated and says, "I let you win." See, that's what we're talking about when we're talking about the Hobby Lobby deal. You see, no, he didn't let us win. The wife and I crushed him in triumphant victory on a board game from which he had no chance because two is greater than one. But he tried to spin it like he lost on purpose. Sure he did, as he was throwing the pieces in the air and flipping the board. That certainly looked like purposeful surrender.
Sounds like a challenge to me.
Yeah, that's how it goes when you try to spin something that doesn't exist. That's what the Hobby Lobby scenario is all about. They're trying to spin it. They lost. They're flipping the board. They're throwing the pieces all over. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, our special guest and, oh, so much more.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Are you a pastor with a master's degree, under 45, and open to a new mission?
I'm U.S. Army Chaplain Steve Blackwell, who, like you, was pastor of a local church. After the events of 9/11, I felt the desire to serve both God and country, so I became a U.S. Army chaplain. The U.S. Army Chaplaincy has provided some of the most rewarding and challenging ministry opportunities of my career as a minister. I find it a great privilege to serve the soldiers of the United States Army, offering them hope and comfort in their times of need.
If you're a minister under 45 with a master's in theology or related studies, or you're under 40 and working towards that goal, talk to a chaplain recruiter.
We need godly men and women to answer the call to bring God to soldiers and soldiers to God.
Take the first step. See if you qualify for a position as an Army chaplain. Call Chaplain Brian Seidel at 818-481-6769. You heard a higher calling. Now discover your mission. Call 818-481-6769. 818-481-6769.
Now, I'm not a mathematician, but one thing I'm certain about is that zero means nothing. Zilch. Nada. I'm Randy Bishop, CEO of Varango Solar, the nation's number one residential solar specialist. Every day, I talk to potential customers that are confused about our pledge to install solar panels on their homes for nothing out of pocket. They think there must be a catch or that they'll get a big bill later on. But at Varango Solar, zero really does mean zero. Nothing out of pocket doesn't mean money from your purse or a debit from your bank account. Nope. At Varango Solar, zero means zero. All you pay is a new electric rate that's lower than what you pay today. And unlike your electric company, our rates are guaranteed and locked in. At Varango, the O means zero down. Call us today to see if you qualify.
Call Varango Solar at 800-481-3400. 800-481-3400. That's 800-481-3400.
Certain terms and conditions apply. CSLB number 935263. This summer, Permodontix is making it even easier to get the smile of your dreams. Tired of living with missing or decayed teeth or poorly fitting dentures? Then tell us about it. Send an email to smile@permodontix.com and you may receive a new smile free. That's right. Permodontix is celebrating summer by giving away a free same-day teeth procedure. To enter, email your information and tell us why you need same-day teeth with a picture or two, and you'll receive a complimentary consultation. One lucky person will receive a full workup by the Permodontix team with their same-day teeth procedure. And that's not all. Everyone who schedules a complimentary consultation before Labor Day will be eligible for a special summer savings on their very own same-day teeth procedure. So enjoy summer. Eat what you want. Laugh and smile until your cheeks hurt. Send an email to smile@permodontix.com or call 866-SMILE-AGAIN to schedule your complimentary same-day teeth consultation. That's 866-SMILE-AGAIN. 866-SMILE-AGAIN.
Calling everyone in the worship band and music ministry of your church. Yeah, we mean everyone. KPRZ Thrivent Financial Worship Leaders Appreciation Luncheon, presented by the U.S. Army Chaplains Recruiting Branch on Thursday, August 14th at the San Diego Hall of Champions. You'll hear great information about incredible resources, and we don't want to sell you a thing. We want to bless and encourage every worship team and in music ministry throughout San Diego at our free appreciation event. We believe great things will happen when you and your spouse join us at our event on August 14th. We invite your pastor and anyone involved in music ministry at your church. KPRZ has a party plan for you that is totally free. Reserve your seat at kprz.com. And spouses, you're invited too. Thrivent Financial Worship Leaders Appreciation Luncheon, presented by the U.S. Army Chaplains Recruiting Branch for all music ministry staff, is Thursday, August 14th at the San Diego Hall of Champions and is sponsored by Azusa Pacific, Southern California Seminary, and the French Gourmet.
Get out of the heat this summer. Come up for a cool wow adventure at the top of the Palm Springs Aerial Tramway. You and your family will enjoy memorable days hiking, camping, exploring, and dining. For more information, please visit pstramway.com.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Alive! It's alive!
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Remember, if you want to reach this show, you can send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Odds are pretty good that I'll read it. Odds are pretty good that I'll review it. Nobody knows what happens to it after that. With us on the phone today, our number one guest. Since the show has been created and many of you have been happy and sad and some of you have needed a tetanus shot, we understand. Russell Schubin with Christian Outlook. Russell, how you doing today?
I'm doing well. Great to be with you again.
It's great to have you on. I know we're going to talk about what you got coming up on the show, and I want to make sure everybody knows the show, Christian Outlook, runs 5 a.m. to 6 a.m. on Saturdays here on KPRZ. Plus, ChristianOutlook.com is the website you can go to. Before we get into it, because I know we're going to discuss a little bit about the Hobby Lobby scenario, you didn't get a chance to hear this, Russell, but I just kind of want to rehash. I was explaining that some of the rehashing or restating regarding the Hobby Lobby decision is a lot like when my wife and I whooped up on our son in Risk, and he lost the game, and as we were crushing him piece by piece, he turned to us and said, "I lost on purpose." So it's kind of like, there's a little similar spirit going on. So why don't you tell us what's going on with the show on Christian Outlook, and then let's talk about the specifics.
All right, I sure will. It's great to be with, great to share what's in our program this week. Like you said, we do loop around and cover the Hobby Lobby decision some more. It's such a big decision, such a monumental decision that I think it merits it. We have Ken Kukowski talking about what's the message to Capitol Hill that comes from this, and he highlights how there is more to come. That is, there's more cases to watch. We transitioned to Matt Lewis. Matt Lewis is with Daily Caller, used to be with Town Hall, and giving some broad observations with regards to how the country and especially those left of center have interpreted religious liberty. And essentially, his point is that religious liberty is more like a club allegiance, something that is something that's much lighter and softer and much less deep run than a real biblical understanding, a real constitutional understanding of religious liberty. We have a brief conversation with Abby Johnson. She's from And Then There Were None, one of the great pro-life voices today. And she's got gives us a little window into the Planned Parenthood operation in Denver and how they were passing out awards or an award for meeting their abortion quota. Russell Moore, who I know you're familiar with, he talks about the broad cultural trend, and he says, playing off the Grateful Dead, it might be your era, it's not my era, Touch of Grey, it's a song from the Grateful Dead, it's worse than it appears, but it's going to be all right. And then we also have William Edgar. He's a theologian at Westminster Theological Seminary. He answers the question. He's talking with Jenna Mefford. How did evil come into the world? And great conversation about evil, but we end with a conversation about grace. And it is Tim Gagline from now he's with Focus on the Family. But Tim Gagline, when George W. Bush was president, was the Office of Public Liaison, and so he was the interface to all the evangelicals. He was one who hosted Salem at a talk show conference before your time, David, and he was just a very, you know, he'd go on radio frequently, and he had a fall from grace, and he had just a beautiful story. Hopefully we have a few minutes to talk about that, boy, it's a powerful tale that he tells. So great program, and I hope some of your listeners can carve out some time and catch up with it.
Yeah, now that sounds like you guys got a lot going on, so that's a lot of good material. A couple of them I want to hit onto and kind of retouch on. The Planned Parenthood abortion quota. This is something I don't think people realize. They're in some, let me back it up to several years. In some police precincts, they actually used to have ticket quotas. And these ticket quotas would be you had to bust a certain amount of people. And there was quite a few policemen that were like, eh, that's not cool. I mean, we're looking for people to bust. We're looking to do that. Yep. Let's try and keep it a peaceful and orderly society. So there was a lot of back and forth on there. Planned Parenthood, of course, takes it to the next level. They don't just create quotas. They create awards for making quota. So they're celebrating murder.
Yep. And Abby Johnson, she was a worker at a Planned Parenthood clinic. I don't know if she was without angst, but I get the impression that she was okay. And then one day she's asked to help with an abortion. It was called an ultrasound guided abortion. And they put the ultrasound tool on the woman's tummy. And so here she was helping to guide the abortion with the ultrasound so they could see where the baby was in order that they might kill it. And that turned the tide for her. And now she says, so the name of the ministry is And Then There Were None. What she's referring to is the abortion worker, because if there's no abortion worker, there's no abortion clinic. If there's no abortion clinic, there's no abortion. And so this is, and that story that you just recounted there as far as meeting their quota, that was for another abortion worker that Abby helped. That was what turned the tide for her. She sees award, and it reads this: this certificate awarded to Aurora for exceeding abortion visits first half fiscal year 12 compared to first half of fiscal year 2013. So they beat their numbers. So that means if they beat their numbers, what does that mean?
Yeah, that's just horrendous. You know what's so disgusting about that? That just it really repulses me. Is there? Here it is, a society celebrating murder. Yep. Celebrating murder. Yep. And you think God's not going to call that to account?
He certainly will. And she also illustrates for us how Planned Parenthood likes to say, no, we don't do that. We don't do that many abortions. But she explains the accounting gimmickry to make it sound like if you had an abortion, it was one visit. But if you went in for another type of procedure, they would make it look like that was 10 visits in order to skew the numbers and make it look like many more people going in for things not related to abortion, when in fact abortion is big for the bottom line for all the Planned Parenthood clinics across the country.
No, there's no question about that. And that idea that they don't commingle the funds is so ridiculous. You know, oh, we're going to give you $1 million, but just use that for staff and everything else. Don't actually use that for abortions. Yeah, so they keep it a separate fund. Sure they do. I mean, I've been involved with stocks. Sure they do. No commingling going on there. All right, well, let's close it out. Two things. One, I want to make sure you listen to that piece I sent you because I talked to the audience about that yesterday. Pretty good piece. I think it would be a blessing for you. But I want to talk about Tim, and we got about a minute and a half, so we got kind of a tighter time frame. Give me Tim's story, if you can, the story of redemption, as quickly as we can.
All right. So as I said, Tim Hagelin was a high-profile figure, served with George W. Bush for 2 terms. He was the go-to guy for Salem communications, go-to guy for Focus on the Family, the go-to guy for all those sorts of ministries, as well as the Catholic space. All the Catholic institutions would go to him as well. And he was writing a column for his local paper. And turns out it was very disappointing even for me at the time. He was exposed for plagiary. He was plagiarizing his column, probably the roots of fatigue, but he makes no excuse for it. And then he tells a story. He goes into George W. Bush's office, ready to get reamed by the president, ready to meet the full staff and be ushered out the door. He had resigned immediately upon being exposed, and George W. Bush looks at him and he says, "Tim, I have experienced mercy. I have received grace in my life, and I am giving that to you. I forgive you." And then Tim tries to grovel and tries to explain how bad of a mistake he made. And the president looks at him again and says, "Tim, I forgive you." And so here he is. He's in the midst of in our space, it was a national story. It made the administration look bad, made the evangelical community look bad, and he was absolutely persona non grata. But to the president, he was forgiven and then as he gets ready to usher him out, or as he gets ready to leave, Tim thinks that this will be his last meeting with the president, and the president says, "Tim, would you set up another meeting and bring in your wife and your kids?" And he says, "I want you to tell them. I want to be able to tell them how much of a benefit your labors have been to me in this administration."
Wow.
And so here the president of the United States is not only forgiving, but working to restore and rebuild a man's trust to his wife and his role in front of his kids after a very humiliating and very disgraceful episode. And I've given a lot of it there. You hear it in Tim's own voice. It's very moving. I hope some of your listeners have an opportunity to hear it.
Yeah, folks, you need to listen to that. Tune in tomorrow between 5 and 6 a.m., that's a great story from Tim's point of view, the element of redemption. There's nothing greater. And then seeing a man who understands a relationship with Jesus Christ apply what forgiveness really is and how that really pertains to the workplace and how it pertains to his situation. That's very, very cool. You can also go to ChristianOutlook.com. Check out the material that way. But I encourage you, set the alarm, listen to the story. It's going to be a tremendous blessing for you. Nice job, Russell Shubin. From Christian Outlook. Good to have you back on, brother. And then we're going to be talking at you next week. Don't forget to listen to that piece for you, because I'll give you a hard time if you don't. Have a great weekend. God bless you, brother.
Thank you so much.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience. right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, we got a very intense DDD. Don't go anywhere.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
It's the Mossy Nissan Ultimate Altima giveaway. To enter, just tell them what you think you can get for $99. Every day for 99 days, one lucky soul will win a key that might unlock a new Altima. Go to mossygiveaway.com to enter.
For over a decade, Christian Solidarity International has been fighting the war against slavery in Sudan, where our Christian brothers and sisters are denied the word of Christ and have been forced into slavery. If you are a business owner and would like to become a business benefactor, your gift of $1,000 will free 20 slaves and rescue them from a horrific existence. They will be reunited with their families, who many of them have been separated from for over a couple decades. It's incredible. And the best part is, once they are free forever. So to thank you, KPRZ will give you 20 selling messages for your business, professionally written and produced. Please call Ron at KPRZ to become a business benefactor. 858-535-1210. That's 858-535-1210. Please help KPRZ and Christian Solidarity International free 20 slaves in Sudan forever.
Dear God, I'm in a time of need, and I look to you to set me free.
My name's Anson. I'm a heroin addict. Started getting high around the age of 13. I was okay with the fact that I was gonna die a junkie. Thought it was impossible to get sober. This time I'm trying to surrender everything I am to God and take uncomfortable steps that I feel like God is calling me to do, that I will grow and grow closer to Him and stay sober.
Hi, my name is Tommy Hathorn. I'm the executive director at Genesis Recovery San Diego. Our recovery journey is focused on the restoration of physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual health.
So I'm trapped in addiction and I won't survive. But without you in my life.
If you or someone you love is struggling with addiction, call Genesis Recovery today, 619-797-7319.
Get ready and save the date, Saturday, August 9th, 2014, as the Men of Action Ministry of Calvary San Diego presents Stand Up. The 2014 Men's Conference will be held at Calvary San Diego Saturday, August 9th, 2014, from 7:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m., and will feature guest speakers John Wang of Calvary Costa Mesa, Rick Myers of Calvary San Juan Capistrano, Dave Hansen of Calvary San Diego, and Raul Reese of Calvary Chapel, Golden Springs. As men of faith, how do we face the trials and pressures that comes our way? What are the steps that we can take to be effective in our lives? To find answers to these and other questions you may have, come and join us at Calvary San Diego, 1771 East Palomar Street in Chula Vista, California. For more information, call 619-335-3339. The donation is $20 online or $25 at the door, or register online at calvarysandiego.com/men/ministries. Come and stand up for your faith. See you there.
Hello, everybody. Alan Thicke here. You know, our nation's tax laws change every year. The one constant is you have to pay them. Now, if you're one of those millions of Americans who owes back taxes, you know that the IRS is cracking down. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, even your home or business could be up for grabs. But here's the good news. They're offering a new way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, a government program for tax debt forgiveness. You could qualify for a settlement that's substantially less than before these changes. And nobody knows this program better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief. Their attorneys and enrolled agents will work to get you the best deal possible. Optima Tax Relief is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call them now for a free consultation.
Call 800-711-5743. That's 800-711-5743. 800-711-5743. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Well, you might not be aware, but there's angels everywhere. If they're flying through the air, I can feel them when they're there, and there's nothing you can do.
Welcome back. to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. This will be a first that we, first time I've done this, I got to tell you that right now. We've done DDDs on many, many O subject. We've done DDDs on sex. We've done DDDs on eschatology. We've done DDDs on finances, faith, hope, sin, repentance, homosexuality, pita, food, Thanksgiving, rye bread, everything. There's nothing we haven't done it on. But I don't think I've done that many, and we've done some on spiritual gifts, not a ton. But I don't think we've done that many on angels, per se. It just so happens that in my devotions today, that's one of the pieces that I came across. And I love it because it's not an area, angelology, and yes, that's actually one of the main top 10 theologicals. People are thinking, wasn't that demonology? No, demonology is demonology. Angelology is angelology. Take a guess of what means what. Angelology is the study of angels.
Did you call that haloology?
No, that's a game, a multiplayer game. Haloology. isn't that where they all played?
Yeah, video game. Yeah,
come on, that's a good one. This one comes out of Hebrews chapter 1, verse 13 through 14. We'll title it "Angels Unaware." Here's what it. So you have some kind of title for it. Here's what it says. Now, to which of the angels has God ever said, "Sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool"? Are they not all ministering spirits sent out to serve those who are going to inherit salvation? Right? All right, let's go back and go over the scripture again. Let's not try to make a bigger thing out of this than we need to make out of it. We know that angels are a large part of the testimony of scripture, going all the way back to to Abraham. And going forward, if you remember, Abraham's captain, I think it was a captain, was sent by Abraham to find a wife for his son, for Isaac. And he says, even in his testimony, the angel of the Lord guided me. We take angels, we go all the way through, all the way into Revelation. If you read Revelation and you don't see angels in Revelation, apparently you're reading something completely different, because there's probably about, I think there's about 62 mentions or something like that of angels in Revelation. So are angels around? Of course they are. But people say, well, angels and demons, they're in opposite position and they stood before the Lord. And then when the great rebellion took place with Satan, a third of them went with Satan and two-thirds remained with the Lord. Okay, maybe. Sounds good. I don't have a problem with that. I don't care. Here's what I know. I know that God is in charge and on the throne. That God has manifested himself as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and nobody rules over God. I know that when God decided that Satan could no longer hang out in heaven, he didn't get up off the throne and throw him out of heaven. Michael, the archangel, picked up Satan and tossed him out. I know that. And here's what else I know. That with God, the angels are greater and more powerful than any kind of demonic force are with Satan. I mean, I got that. I'm not dumb. And then I read a passage like this, and it makes me ponder. Now, to which of the angels has he ever said, "Sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool"? Are they not all ministering spirits sent out to serve those who are going to inherit salvation? And then I think, wait a second. Angels. Another word for angels has often been messengers. We understand that the angel word angel can be used interspersed or, you know, kind of interactively with human messengers, but we also understand that angels is a being that is of not human nature. People go, there's no alien beings. What's an angel? Well, there's no alien beings. What's an angel? It's not a human being. Therefore, it's an alien being by our own definition. So get off the high horse and, you know, go to the bank, take out a loan, and buy a clue. Angels are out there. What I find amazing is what the passage says. Are they not all ministering spirits? Okay, cool. Got it. Sent out. Who sends them out? God. God is always in charge. You don't pray to an angel. Dum, 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 dum. You pray to the Lord. And in response to that prayer, the Lord may use an angel. He used an angel to deliver a message to Daniel. We get that. But they're sent out by God. Here's the kick. They're sent out to serve those who are going to inherit salvation. Here's a question. Who's going to inherit salvation? Are little doggies going to inherit salvation? No. Are little kitties going to inherit salvation? No. Who's going to inherit salvation? Unbelievers? No. Who's going to inherit salvation? Well, it can only be believers. And so, when you say going to inherit salvation, Dave, I thought we were saved. Remember the tenses of salvation? Past tense, justification, saved. Present tense, sanctification, being saved. Glorification, future tense, will be saved. Are we going to be saved in glorification? Yes. So who is that? Those that inherit salvation. So who are they sent out to minister to? Those that inherit salvation. Who's that? Us. But Dave, this minister says this. Don't care. I care what the Bible says. I don't care what a minister says. I can't stand it. A minister goes, well, that doesn't apply today. Who the heck are you to say that? Who died and made you God? I mean, that's ridiculous. So that attitude is out the door. Here's my response. Ready? Who are those who are going to inherit salvation? Watch this, Robo Producer. Ready? Who dat? I'll tell you who dat is. That's us.
That's the title of the
That's right. Who dat? That's right. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 1 through 2 says this, let brotherly love continue. Don't neglect to show hospitality, for by doing this, some have welcomed angels as guests without knowing it. Ooh, sneaky. Yeah, but kind of cool. And it's a cool process to think about. And if it is a 2-to-1 ratio, which it probably is, then it's 2-to-1. Guess who's winning this war when it's all over? Yeah, baby, we are on the right side, even if it doesn't look like it in the press. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, we'll be looking at a couple other stories, plus a Facebook post. Don't go anywhere.
Well, you might not be aware, but there's angels everywhere.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. K-Praise, 1210 a.m., KPRZ.
Do you want to make a difference while earning extra income? California Mentors Family Home Agency is seeking loving families with an available room in their home to share their lives with an adult with special needs. For more information, go to mentorswanted.com.
How is your retirement account looking? Or how about your savings account? If you're tired of watching your family's financial future disappear and are left wondering why your money manager can't seem to keep it from happening, then come learn how to take control of your own finances. Since the Bible teaches to lay aside for your grandchildren, you need a way to do just that. Attend our 2-day course and learn the system that pastor and businessman David Mitchell developed based on principles found in the Bible, along with his solid background in trading in the stock market. You can learn this system just like thousands of others have across the country. Be the person that your great-grandchildren will be talking about. New venture on Wall Street. Build your legacy.
Attend our live event. Come into the Embassy Suites La Jolla in San Diego, July 18th and 19th. Full money-back guarantee. To register, call 877-907-TRADE. That's 877-907-TRADE. Or go to NVOWS.com. That's NVALS.com.
Hi, this is S. Craig Perry. Do you have money you don't want to lose or just sitting around? Then pay attention. This is not an indexed annuity, but similar. I have a new product whereby your lump sum of money, depending on your age, could double immediately as a death benefit, tax-free to your heirs, unlike annuities where the growth is taxable. Example, I have a 56-year-old male who gave $50,000 to the insurance company, and they increased it to over $104,000. Mind you, he can't take that money out in one lump sum, but he can borrow on the cash value or take a withdrawal after 1 year. And the best part is, if he needs long-term care or home care, he can take a partial withdrawal to help pay the cost. How great is that? Immediate growth might be doubled depending on your age, death benefit, tax-free to your heirs, deemed as life insurance, some nursing home and home care coverage, and some withdrawal privilege. Call me at 1-800-553-6247. 1-800-553-6247 to find out your immediate interest bonus to your initial premium. Love you all and God bless. This is a great product.
Some restrictions apply. Rate subject to change. License number 057-8122. Call 800-553-6247.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. This month, colostrum capsules are on special. Colostrum delivers human active immune compounds to promote your best health. No home should be without colostrum, the ultimate stand-in immune system. Buy two bottles, get the third one free. Call 800-370-3447. 800-370-3447.
Right now, you can experience the best of independent senior living at half price. You heard that right. KPRZ is teaming up with Monte Vista Village Senior Living Community. This is about active senior living, offering a new resident a one-bedroom apartment at half price for the entire first year. That includes three meals a day, light housekeeping, transportation, and tons of activities. Lots to choose from every day. There's only one spot left, so call today. Monte Vista Village. Call 619-465-1331.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Now, we've got some special guests in the studio. We're going to take them up at the top of the hour. But before we get there, we're going to do our Facebook post, and it's out of Jude. Now, for those that don't know, there's 27 books in the New Testament. Jude is the one before the book of Revelation. And it doesn't have multiple chapters. It has one chapter. So when you talk about Jude, you just talk about it in verses. And we're going to keep it simple and make it wonderful for everybody. We hope. Here it is, Jude, verse 21. And it says this: keep yourselves in God's love as you wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to bring you to eternal life. Listen to that passage, and then we'll kind of unpack it, as they say. Keep yourselves in God's love as you wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to bring you to eternal life. Here's what the passage says. While we're waiting for that future element of salvation, while we're waiting for that glorification, while we're waiting for the trumpet to go, while we're waiting for that process, keep yourself in God's love. Now, what that implies is that Christians have a capacity, and often operate this way, in not keeping themselves in God's love. Now, by keeping yourself in God's love, that doesn't mean that you look at everything going around you, including the sin, and go, oh, how marvelous. That's not love, okay? That's called lousy existence. If you're a parent and your child is going to touch the hot stove and you don't go, no, do not do that. If you don't warn that child, discipline that child, and put restriction around that child, you are terrible at parenting. Let's just get it fit. Anybody that has no discipline has no clue and probably shouldn't have a child, let alone a dog. Okay, so just like, let's just keep it real and keep it simple. But one thing that does happen is it's easy to get cynical. You think? Yeah, a little. So what we need to do is to remind ourselves to encourage one another and to be in connection with the Lord enough to keep ourselves in God's love, even though you have to make disciplines and make corrections and so on and so forth. What you don't want to do is do it out of anger or spite or retaliation or frustration. You don't want to respond to somebody out of the frustration. You want to remember one thing. If God wanted to rip you to pieces on the things that you've done wrong, he could do it all day long. But he has mercy. And we need to have mercy, and we need to stay in God's love. That doesn't mean that we deny the truth, but it doesn't mean that we ogre on the truth either. And there's kind of a balance there. And sometimes as Christians, you can get like really intense political, and you can get really intense here. Hey, I'd rather you get really intense in the fact that the 105-year-old woman's going to throw out a baseball at Petco Park tonight because that's a world record, and that's cool. And the rest of it's kind of, you know. But a 105-year-old woman throwing out a pitch. Come on, that's life. What I'm trying to do is encourage you in this way. Keep it easy. Keep yourself in God's love. Stay there. Hang out in God's love, in fact. In fact, if you think you're not worthy of it, let's just identify that real quickly. You're right, you're not. But through Jesus Christ, that love is poured out upon you, and you can receive it that way. Here's how you can think of it. Well, I'm not really worthy of God's love, but Jesus is. And because Jesus loves me, I can receive through Jesus that same love. Oh, that'll work because Jesus is worthy. Got it. Oh, that's easy. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to keep yourself there. Keep yourself in God's love. Keep hanging out there. Wait for the mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ to bring you eternal life. Be patient with one another. Be patient with yourself. In fact, one of the most difficult things I encounter are people that have no patience with themselves. Keep in mind how patient God is with you. Give yourself a little bit of what God gives to you too. No, you don't do everything perfect. Yes, he still loves you. Yes, you can stay in that love. Yeah, that's what you want to do, okay? You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, we got Tom and Brittany, special session coming up at 3 o'clock. Go nowhere.
The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.